Environmentalists say President Bush's budget for the 2009 fiscal year would spend $295 million on Great Lakes programs, a 16% cut from current spending levels. Jeff Skelding is with the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. He says the biggest hit would be to the state revolving fund that helps communities update their sewers and wastewater treatment plants.
Clearly, the dramatic cuts that we're seeing are obviously going in the wrong direction. And if there are other sources of funds, I'd be interested in knowing what they are. And the gap between what we have and what we need is just obviously enormous.
Skelding says there would also be a significant budget cut for a commission that oversees the effort to control the invasive species, the sea lamprey. Environmental groups complain that a proposed spending increase for a program to clean up polluted harbors is not enough. But they are happy to see more money proposed for an electric barrier to keep non-native Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. The groups hope Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan, the top Republican on the House Budget Committee, and whose district is partly in the Great Lakes Basin, will help change the president's budget plan. Ryan could not be reached for comment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.